If I had to guess, I would say pretty much everyone on earth has been a hypocrite at least once. It's pretty hard sometimes not to be hypocritical, especially as time goes on and people, they just want to fit into the crowd. Sometimes people don't even realize that they're being hypocritical until after it happens. I myself have been a hypocrite and I haven't even realized it. Some people may say they're not hypocritical, but that might be because they don't know the true meaning of what it means to be a hypocrite. The Webster Dictionary defines hypocrisy as a feigning to be what one is not or to believe what one does not. Behavior that contradicts what one claims to feel or believe. This definition never gets old to me because as Christians, this applies to us more than it does most. Now that we know how hypocrisy is defined, let's look more into it and add some examples to make it easier to understand. My first example of hypocrisy is in Matthew chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." Here, King Herod, he's being a hypocrite, because his true intention is to kill baby Jesus, not to meet him, as he told the wise men. He hid his true intentions behind a mask. Another example is in Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God." Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And the young man arose and wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. Now it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter answered her, "Tell me, whether you sold the land for so much?" She said, "Yes, for so much." Then Peter said to her, "How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out." Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her body dead, and carrying her out, buried her by her husband. Ananias and Sapphira are a good example of hypocrisy. They fake their spirituality to impress others and use it to gain for their own reward. Hypocritical people often manipulate others into believing what they have to say, but they end up doing those things themselves. Sometimes it's hard to trust people who have been previously found hypocritical because they often fake a personality. So when you notice them being hypocritical once, it's hard to know whether or not they're telling the truth. In some scenarios, a hypocrite can also be seen as prideful and almost attention-starved, like in Matthew chapter 6, verse 2 and 5. "Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." People like this, they don't do this for the attention of God. They do this for the attention of men, They don't do this stuff for the right reason. They put on a mask so that way people see them as godly and just. In Titus chapter 1, verse 16, it reads, "They profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work." Like it says in Matthew chapter 6, the same thing applies. People say that they know God, but truthfully, they don't do it for the attention of God. They don't do it to praise him, to teach his word. They do this because they want the attention of man. So what does hypocrisy look like exactly? Well, today, things have changed just a little bit since Jesus was on earth. When Jesus was on earth, hypocrisy was about hiding your sinfulness from others so that way you can seem righteous. Two great examples of hypocrisy in Bible times come from when Jesus was betrayed. The first one was when Judas betrayed Jesus because he went over to Jesus and kissed him in an attempt to deceive him, while his true intentions were not to show love to Jesus, but instead give a sign to the guards who were there to arrest him. Another example is in Matthew chapter 26, verse 69 through 75. Here, Peter was a righteous man, but he denied Jesus in order that he himself will not be punished. Even though he was righteous, he was still being a hypocrite because he hid behind a mask so that way he did not get punished for something that he believed in. Today, however, hypocrisy looks very different. Today, people fake who they are by being sinful. People will curse in front of their friends so that way they can sound cool, even if they don't believe that cursing is right, as it says in Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. People who want to fit in with others, they do stuff they normally would never consider, like drinking, smoking, and some people are even scared to talk about the church to their friends. This happens because people just want to fit in with the crowd, and they end up being someone they're not, and even going as far as to deny what they believe in. So to sum up old versus new hypocrisy, old hypocrisy, people try to hide their sins so that they seem righteous in the eyes of others. But in new hypocrisy, people, they put their sins out there so that way they can fit in with the crowds today and be like everybody else. So what does all of this mean? What happens if you're a hypocrite? I think we all know what really happens. You'll be judged by God, and ultimately, you will suffer in hell for eternity. In Job chapter 20, verses 4 through 5, it reads, "Do you not know this of old, since man was placed on earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite is but for a moment?" This is talking about how the wicked and hypocritical will get what they deserve, and their happiness is but for a second on earth. If you turn with me to Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 9, "Then the scribes and Pharisees, who were from Jerusalem, came to Jesus saying, 'Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread.' He answered and said to them, 'Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God, then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, These people draw near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" In this passage, He calls out the scribes and Pharisees for being hypocritical because they're worried about the disciples following their traditions, when they themselves have made a commandment of God have no effect because of those same traditions. When we think of hypocrisy, it seems like such a hard thing to get away from, especially being that it happens even when we're not even trying. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, it reads, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." This is saying if we stay in the light, with God by our side, we can overcome anything. We need to pray for strength. We need to read our Bibles so we may grow closer to God. And so that way we can leave this sin-filled world and be in heaven with God for eternity.